counsel the Lord again.
Amen.
Stand for the Lord. Without His Spirit, I couldn't stand.
Yeah.
Without His Spirit, I wouldn't be saved today. It takes that Spirit to draw you today.
Yeah.
It'll take that Spirit to draw you to salvation. I thank God for them kids. Like I said earlier, there was three of them that sitting here and stuck their neck out for me one time. Then the fourth one come in. Brother Wheeler come in. He stuck his neck out for me one time. I prayed the Lord for my brother. Tonight, back then, I prayed the Lord for your church here tonight. Gary's a dear friend to me. He means a lot to me. He's helped me out over the time of troubles and tribulations that the old pastor has. God's good to us. I didn't know where to go. Gary coming down the road had too long today to think about it and chew on it. But the Lord took me over here to chapter 3 of Acts, and he'll have me read here a little bit. We're going to read about a lame man that was healed.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just see what the Lord has for us to say. I have no idea. I can't do it, so pray for me.
Yeah.
Pray for the Spirit to come down and say it coming from the Lord here tonight. It says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked of them. Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Yeah.
And Brother Jerry, I'll stop reading there tonight. The Lord will have you read a little bit. Hey, this boy, he's been sitting at that gate. We'll talk about the Spirit a little bit tonight, probably too. It takes the Spirit to do everything. It takes the Spirit of God to make a confession. It takes the Spirit of God to draw you. It takes the Spirit of God to confess sins. It takes the Spirit of God to preach. It took the Spirit of God from men to pin His Word down tonight. And we know it's precious in our sight.
Yes,
we can't live by it tonight if we try to live by it.
Amen.
And we know there was a lame man here. And he'd been laying there and he needed help. And I guess he's acting like him. Just like somebody you see out on the street today. Hey, we call it wanting a handout and having a bad time. And that's the way I picture this today. And nobody can help him out. Hey, when we know the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost come in.
Yeah.
And we also know back over in the Mark chapter 1, and John the Baptist come, and he baptized with water for remission of sin. But he said there was one that would come, and he baptized with the Holy Ghost. And he couldn't let his son. He couldn't tie his shoes today, Brother Barry. Hey, we still can't do that today. That old tower's there.
Amen.
And that story goes on, and the Lord comes in with the Holy Ghost that day, and that water baptism gone today. You've got to have that blood, that Holy Ghost comes through today. You've got to cleanse your back blood today, not water. And I got a buddy, and he's going to get baptized for the second time in less than a year because he thinks that's the way you get saved. And I told him, you need to try the blood.
Amen.
Try the blood. That word's that today. And this walks of life is still in the blood. And the blood when I was 12 years old, it was in the blood then. It was in the Holy Ghost conviction then.
Amen.
As that story went, we know that Jesus come along with that Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Ever since then it's been.
Amen.
Hey, it come a different way when he went up on that cross. The last thing he gave up, the ghost.
Holy
Ghost. The day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost come in.
Yep.
That's how we worship today. If we worship the Spirit and truth in that Holy Ghost Spirit today, we'll be all right.
Amen.
All aspects. You can name everything in your life, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. From the Holy Ghost Spirit of God. From the Holy Spirit. Coming down from heaven. That's where the Lord wants us to go today. And as you go down through that piece of scripture in Mark, hey, God come. I say, hey, the Spirit come down like a dove. Come down like a dove. He sent it. And that well word. He said, this is my son and who I'm well pleased with. Hey, I'm afraid today. I hope he's well pleased with some of us today. I'm afraid he's not well pleased with all of us. I think we can take a closer walk with God today. Hey, the world needs us down. I know it's getting closer to God.
Right.
I'm thanking for a revival last week. That's the kind of stuff that gets you closer to God.
Amen.
You get in there that Holy Ghost Spirit every night. It makes a difference. You grow, you get strength, and go on for another week.
Yeah.
I thank God for that Holy Ghost Spirit.
Amen.
And let's just go on to the lame man healed. And hey, there's one story in there. Let me talk about Jesus healing. in the Gospels there. There's one time he healed, and he healed this man, and he healed him, and now listen here, it said, the multitude come. And when the multitude come, you couldn't get around to him to be healed no more. What did he say they done? They took the roof off.
Amen.
They said, they broke it up.
Amen.
And they lowered them down in their beds to be healed by the Lord Jesus so he could heal them.
Amen.
How come we can't make that effort today to come in the house of God?
Amen.
How come we can't go out on the streets today to the Lord for that kind of stuff? Hey, that's what I call power. That's what I call desire of wanting to meet Jesus right there.
Amen.
To tear a roof off.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Jerry, we in that same business one time. And we were probably doing it a time or two. And we tore a few roofs off. That's a lot of work.
Right.
I did all that to get the lovesick ones in there, the loved ones in there to see. Hey, we still need to be in that same battle.
Amen.
You know how we do it tonight? We bring it to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. We meet him here at this altar at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
That's what we take care of today.
Uh-huh.
It talked about that hour of prayer right there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about tonight. We got to have that sweet hour of prayer
with
our loved ones. We got to have that desire to tear that roof off.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to get them healed. Get them. I'm guessing we need to get our prayers.
Amen.
I'm afraid today they're getting snuggled up. You know, I tell the church over a few weeks, I feel sometimes I just go through the motions praying sometimes. I pray I don't get in that Holy Ghost spirit sometimes and just let it loose.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid, I mean, they cry some more here, it feels that way too. I think it's just the times we're in.
Hey,
you can get so old, it feels that way. You can get back. Hey, the Lord comes to you, he'll answer everything in his time and his need, but he knows what you stand in need of right now today. Jesus is that answer. And you'll read along here, and of course it's a lame man, he'd been laying there. We know that Peter and John, they laid hands up, and all the people saw this.
Yeah.
The man was healed, he leaped up.
Uh-huh.
It says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Yeah.
And he leaping up, stood and walked, entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Yeah.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God.
Come on.
And that's where we need to be walking today.
Amen.
I'm talking about the whole church in general, Jerry.
Amen.
And not just yours, mine. The Lord's church.
Let's
call it Jesus' church today. Let's call it Christ's church today. Let's call it the church of the blood. The blood has to be applied today. But we need to be a praising and walking God. And if somebody was just, Jerry was up there giving the Lord praise for something he'd done. Now, hey, that's what that man done. He jumped up. He was excited. He got healed. He's praising God walking down through there.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to praise God for these things. We need to get closer to him. We need to start asking him. When he answers it, we need to praise him. In the Holy Ghost Spirit. We don't need to be a praising him just to be putting on a show today. We need to do everything through the Spirit and the truth.
Amen.
There you go, Brother Frank. Spirit and the truth, brother. He's always putting that on me. But I love the Lord. And as they were sitting at that gate, that temple, they were filled with wonder and amazement at which had happened unto him.
Yep.
And the people, they was amazed. They were astonished.
Yep.
What happened there? They couldn't believe it, but they seen it.
Yep.
Hey, he's the one that laid out there.
Yep.
He's walking now. Hey, that's what Jesus can do tonight. He can do all things.
Amen.
He's got all power and strength. He can heal anybody.
Yeah,
anything. And sin sick. He can heal you from sin sick tonight. And we sin. Each one of us fall short of the glory of God every day. And each one of us need to be on the altar every day.
Amen.
Wherever our altar may be that day, that's where we need to be bringing it up at that day. Hey, and he said right here, and he said, and as the lame man which was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's Great Wonder. And look right here what happened. He healed him.
Bless him, Lord.
He became a Christian, I believe. He became a believer right then.
Yeah.
Look what he was doing. He was walking in the middle of them, holding their hand.
Yeah.
You see, he was holding both of them. He hadn't been in the middle of them walking in there, and everybody seen this. They was wondering about that, wasn't
it?
I wonder how many people at that time believed on it. Didn't believe on it. Today, hey, we see miracles in a different way today. Hey, we don't have somebody touching somebody and healing them. We don't have a mini hint or none of that stuff. We got the Lord Jesus Christ. Comforter. He says that comforter tells us what we got to pray for.
Yeah.
And that comforter is what lives right here, Brother Randy. That Holy Ghost Spirit lives right there. And if we'll get down and pray with that comforter, let us know if we'll get it right.
Amen.
It's when we quit listening to that comforter when we don't get our prayers through.
That's right.
That's when a Christian don't get his prayers through. I'm afraid in in this world nowadays, we're into entertainment. We want to entertain people.
Yeah.
And that's what it's come to.
Amen.
In this old world, is entertainment to draw them into church houses when that Holy Ghost Spirit can draw them into
Amen.
Church houses. Better than anything I ever know, Brother Eric. Brother Eric, that's the only thing I know can draw them in. That's the only thing I know that I take my troubles to.
Yeah.
My troubles to the Lord in prayer for that Holy Ghost
Amen.
Spirit. You know, we need to keep that Holy Ghost Spirit. It says Holy Ghost Spirit brings that conviction feeling.
Yeah.
It says if you don't have that Holy Ghost living in you, you don't know the Father. You're not adopted to Jesus Christ. You're not adopted. He's not your brother if you don't got that Holy Ghost living in you.
Right.
That's what the Bible teaches.
Yep.
Hey, we don't know the Father. We don't know the Father. We don't know Him.
Right.
That's what Jesus teaches us in here. That's what God's Word says. And hey, I want that Holy Ghost Spirit. I know it's living right here. Hey, I've been excited all day about coming down to Free Dunya.
Yeah.
Amen. It's been a long time. And, hey, I appreciate the Lord when someone lets you stand.
Yeah,
as long as it's Him letting you stand here, Jerry. I love you tonight. Hey, I've just been excited. I'm excited like you guys. I don't know where the message was coming from tonight. Hey, that's a good one. I like it.
Amen.
Hey, I need to walk closer.
Amen.
Hey, I know in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He said, walk, rise up and walk.
Amen.
Hey, we need to rise up and walk.
Amen.
We need to rise up and take this thing out here in the world. We need to tell them about Jesus.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you know, in the Scripture, we need to be going to church today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost is in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You bring it in with you, and it meets you here.
Yeah.
If you're like, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to allow it in.
That ain't mine.
That Holy Ghost Spirit is what keeps us together.
Amen.
That's what makes us one.
Mm-hmm.
One mind, one voice.
Hey,
it's that Spirit today.
Yeah.
He said we're fitly framed, fit together.
Yeah.
As one.
Yeah.
It's got to be that Spirit. That Spirit saves us, tells us what to do, tells us what to pray for, gives us the preached word, and He also sends out conviction to the lost.
Amen.
Tells you how to answer for your sins too and clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
But it sends conviction to the lost.
Right.
And that's one of our number one goals.
Yeah, come on.
We've got to stay strong in our churches. So if anybody tells you, you can stay at home and have church, and you don't need to be in a church and going to church, they're crazy.
Come on, brother.
You need your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
It's always been that way, and it always will be that way.
Amen.
And in our life, we see it more so now than ever.
Amen.
You can't do it on your own at home.
Yeah.
At the time of my life, a few years ago, lost my desire to take my family to church over something that happened at a church.
Come on, brother.
Took me 3 weeks to get them back to church. The Lord finally told me one Sunday evening, we tried to have church at home, Brother Jerry, 2 Sundays in a row. Finally one Sunday evening, the Lord said, go to Cornerstone.
Yep.
I went, they took me in. Been loving on me ever since.
Hey,
that's what church is about right there. That's what brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ can do for you. They'll bring you in. They'll lift you back up, help you get cleaned back up, beat you, and send you back out. And every time I go back out, get chewed up, beat up a little more, I come back limping or whatever, and there they are again. I love that.
Hey.
I love having that strength behind me.
Yeah.
Hey, out here in this world, we're going to get chewed up. They said, we're going to suffer a place because Jesus did. They said, hey, they're not going to hate us. They hate Him, so we follow Him, so they're going to hate us.
Amen.
That's what He says today. He says they hate Him, so we follow Him, they're going to hate us.
Amen.
He says if we deny Him, He's going to deny us.
Yeah.
He said He can't deny Himself, though.
That's right.
He's all power.
Yeah.
He's got that Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And He comes down to Mary's womb with that Spirit.
Amen.
He comes out as a man. He's sinful flesh.
Yep.
So He can walk among us and see what we feel.
Yep.
He had to feel. He had to come down as man so He could see what we're going to go through.
Amen.
Because He's sitting next to the Father right now making intercession
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
He had to say, hey, it says, Father, that's one of mine.
Yep.
Forgive him.
Right.
He don't know what he's doing.
Thank you.
I thank God for that. So I said, Father, I don't know what I'm doing today.
Yes, sir.
But He's good to us.
Yes,
what about that tonight?
Yeah.
We don't want to make an intercession for
him. Amen.
You mess up and you don't realize it. You say, that's one of mine, Father.
Yeah.
Now take care of him.
Yeah.
You know what? That Holy Ghost Spirit is one. Become adopted through Him to the Father.
Yeah.
We got a Father in heaven.
Come on,
we got a brother sitting in heaven, but most of all, He's our Savior tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, He's going to be the one we serve someday when we enter them gates.
Thank you,
Lord. I thank the Lord for that, Brother Jerry. I thank the Lord I don't got to look forward to this world out here.
Come on,
I thank the Lord I got to our way to escape.
Amen.
There's some things we got to do.
That's
we need to get closer to the Lord.
Amen.
And this walk's alive, and we need to keep trucking.
Amen.
Most of all. The only thing I can say is we need to encourage one another.
Amen.
The Bible is not against encouraging one another. They said we need to exhort one another. We need to give each other encouragement. That ain't raising one another up. That's giving them strength. Jesus Christ. We know Jesus gets all the glory and all the power for everything. We need to exhort one another.
Amen.
We need to exhort one another, Brother Junior.
Right.
Brother Danny. We need to keep going.
Yep.
We need to raise one another up today.
Amen.
Sister Mary, we just need to raise up.
Yep.
He says, what do you say there? Rise up and walk.
Amen.
Rise up and walk today.
Yes, sir.
We need to rise out here and walk in the Lord, in the Spirit.
Amen.
If I meet Jerry up, I met him yesterday, last year down there at Forbes store in the yard sale. And we could point. He was on a different mission. I was on a different mission, but we still won.
Amen.
But that when I seen him that day, it made my day.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about today.
Yeah.
We bear witness.
Amen.
How do we bear witness?
Amen.
Through that Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost Spirit, how we bear witness.
Amen.
And if you're not getting what the Lord wants tonight, it's about the Holy Ghost Spirit, how we're one, and we can get things taken care of.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
We can bring things out of our lives.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord had me read something today, now I don't know why. Chapter 8 of Romans. Life in the Spirit.
That's right.
Very much.
Bless you, my Lord.
It's all about the Spirit tonight. There's a part here.
It says,
verse 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
That's right.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that, the Spirit of God dwell in you.
Yeah.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Amen.
That's right.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin.
Amen.
But the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
And that's what we're talking about tonight. If you've got the Spirit of God, he said, if so be that, the Spirit of God dwell in you now. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And that's what I'm talking about tonight. He says, if so be that. So tonight, if you so be that, on down in this chapter, there's another one. If then so be, it's coming on. He says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption.
Amen.
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father, which is God, the Father, the Spirit itself, bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yes.
And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that, we suffer with him that we may also glorify together.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about tonight. Someday we're going to be together, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
We already got the Spirit down here. We're supposed to be together. Someday we're going to gather up.
Amen.
And we go through the judgment. We're going to gather up together someday. Just said right there. That's what I'm talking about tonight.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Jerry, about what the Lord has given me tonight. Hey, we're going to come together.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have that Spirit. No, we can't fake it.
That's right.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? You can't step your toes.
Amen.
I can't make that Spirit.
That's right.
Hey, I know I got the Spirit. I can talk with somebody a few minutes and see if it's God.
Yeah.
I'm not helping me. God, get out of here.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You don't bear witness.
What he said.
Get your peace and get out.
Yeah.
But most likely, they don't want to hear what you got to say about Jesus.
Amen.
But if the Lord is in it, you're prayed up.
Thank you.
You'll make the way if you want to say something.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We're one.
Amen.
Yeah.
This church, Cornerstone, we're one.
Amen.
They went up the road. If they're washed in the blood,
amen.
They believe in the Spirit like
amen.
Us, we're one.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm afraid today, there's no other way you're going to get there except that blood.
Amen.
That's right.
We do need to pray for conviction again, Brother Randy, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
Brother Eric, we need conviction. There's no conviction. I know you get around like I do. There's no conviction out there no more. There's no power out there no more. You can preach God's word all you want, the power coming down in the Spirit for you, but it don't mean it's going to be unleashed on them if they don't take it in.
Amen.
So you got to make an effort.
Yep.
To listen.
Amen.
Take heed to God's word.
Many
times he says, be whole. A lot of these verses in the Bible says, be whole at the beginning. That means to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to what God has to say. My pastor preaches it all the time. Preaching to receive a message from heaven. Pay attention.
Yep.
You know what's good about that? He's the one Your pastor is the one between you and God sending that message.
Amen.
He's getting it sent to you. You're third in line.
Yep.
That's what I hear about that.
Amen.
If it comes from your pastor, straight from God to your pastor to you, there ain't no gossip to get about that.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Nobody can be to it. Get off. Nobody can change it. It goes out to the church.
Thank you, Lord.
I always look at it that way.
Amen.
I get it straight from heaven from my pastor or preaching brother.
Yeah.
Make a way to get these right.
Amen.
The Lord said His word will not go out void. It will go wherever He sent it to accomplish
right.
What He accomplished.
Right.
It don't matter if you're standing in the middle of that road out there preaching to a rock. It'll go where He wants it to.
Amen.
He'll take it where He wants it to.
Amen.
On the same day of Pentecost, it was like a mighty rushing wind.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost came in. So He can go out and do whatever He wants.
Yeah.
God's in control of it.
Amen.
Hey, Lord, shut me off. That's what was on my heart tonight. I thank the Lord for that, and I hope it's some encouragement to somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Brother Jerry or Brother Eric, I don't know if we're going to get a song.